Then there's patience, forbearance in relation to things. Nice broad category. And of course, topmost in this country is the weather. In Britain, we look forward to summer. I said to my community the other day, oh, you know, the days are getting longer, it's getting brighter, there's the promise of summer. And everybody laughed and said, yeah, the promise of summer, and the emphasis on the promise. You know, it could rain and rain and rain and rain this summer and be cold. And I've known people to get really furious and sulky at not being able to go to the beach in the British summertime. You know, it's like a major kind of tragedy. They were looking forward to it all week, and then they can't go because it's so wet. You know, I certainly have felt this way myself. I mean, in India, I used to get like this. I used to get irritated because it was just too sunny and too hot, and the sky was always blue. I longed for cold and clouds, especially in the Indian summertime. I longed for rain. Wouldn't it be nice to have a gloomy day? And of course, when the rains came, it was great at first. And then after like 2 months of rain, pretty continuous rain, think, when's the sun coming? Will it ever come? And in the rainy season, I was longing for sunshine. I longed for it to stop, and it stopped. It got very hot after that, got very humid, and thought, when will the winter come? You know, the cold, clear days. And in the winter time in India, even in India, I thought it was a bit cold at night, and in the morning, it'd be nice if it was a bit warmer. No forbearance there. So we need to forbear, whatever the weather. This is what happens. So in relation to nature, we need to practice patience. In relation to what we make and build, we need to practice patience. You know, we rely on things, but they have the inherent tendency to break down. What popped into my mind there was a scene from an old British comedy film called Fawlty Towers, where this hotel owner, acted by John Cleese, was always getting into sort of scrapes, and very often he would sort of take it out on things, and the ultimate was when his car broke down when he had to get something, and he got out of his car and started shouting it at the car and saying, you've really done it now, and started to beat the car with a stick, thrashing the car. So no patience there. And in our highly technologicalized world, if that's a word, we believe that we can absolutely control and order and dominate our world, and that we can never be thwarted. The earth is ours. It belongs to us. God made it for us, after all. Oh, it's just not so, is it? Everything will give up on us. It will give up on us in the end. Everything has the inherent tendency to break down and to decay. Or we'll... You know, we don't even own ourselves. This is something that the Buddha says in the Dhammapada. You know, we don't even have ownership over ourselves. We have this idea that we own ourselves. We have lordship over ourselves. Well, actually, our control over ourselves is extremely tenuous. And that's a very good thing. If we had to think about and run all the processes that go on in our body and mind, well, we couldn't do it. There's very little control and lordship over ourselves. Interesting discussion point. Everything will break down on us in the end. So we need to forbear in relation to this. And we need to, well, yes, really develop understanding and insight into change and impermanence and insubstantiality. And I think, as well, this is where this whole business of shifting from the appropriating to the appreciative mode comes in. This is where we have to, this is how we practice patience. We need to start appreciating, really seeing what's going on, rather than just all the time trying to use things. Our use of things should be in the bigger context of uselessness. The defined needs to be at the service of the undefined.